As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Ah, yes, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show me showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America. Coffee brewing on the stove, and there is a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, and welcome to our Thursday, December 31st, 2009. Not going to be saying 2009 anymore. Two-hour broadcast to become vocal local, coming to you Monday through Friday, right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. I've got good news of sorts, hard facts, and workable solutions for you today. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you've definitely landed in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where we get in there and stir around the philosophical pot with a big stick, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. To be a part of today's broadcast, you can pick up the phone, call in throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at 512-904-8014 to join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Of course, your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email, as so many have done, bvlhost@centurytel.net. That's BVL, like Become Vocal Local Host, at centurytel.net. If you've sent me an email the last 10 days or thereabouts and I haven't replied to you yet, hang in there. About 235 of them I'm working my way through. I'd like to reply to all of them. And for those without internet access listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of the little town, that jerkwater town in southwest Missouri, Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Jerkwater actually is a terminology. It goes back and dates to the time of the railroads. Anyway, William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Mo, 65647. A big shout out again this morning to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro, 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, and 94.3 Elgin, Texas. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. Your calls are welcome. My heart feels fine. My chest doesn't have any pains. I don't think I'm going to be going down the road with Rush this morning, but anyway, I guess he's still trembling over there in Hawaii. Precious metals end the year with impressive gains. The stock market, U.S. dollar rebounding, crude oil nearing $80. We'll talk about all that in a moment. Today we'll go into part four, the history of law, early codes, the role of law. Time to get your notepads out and ready to listen. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go to that market report for New Year's Eve, Thursday, December the 31st, 2009. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time finds gold closing out the year up 990 so far this morning in early trading at $1,102 an ounce. Silver moves up 20 cents at $16.95 an ounce. Platinum up 10 bucks at $14.65. And palladium moves up $11 in early trading at $403 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market, $1,096 for a low, $1,107.70 for a high. At $1,102, your gold is up $228.40 an ounce year-to-year for a 26.14% return on your investment. Year-to-year, well, we go back over that after the break. Look at silver, look at platinum, look at palladium, all of them up very well this year. The London Gold Fix this morning, the boys in London set the price at $1,104, and we were trading at that at airtime. Folks, we'll be back right after this break. Stay with us. Much more to come on today's two-hour broadcast.
G TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, at website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Turn disbelief into pain relief. If you are in pain or take prescription drugs for pain, then you need to visit TPR20info.net and get TPR20, the effective topical pain relief cream without the harmful side effects of prescription drugs. TPR20 is a non-prescription cream that relieves pain fast and fights the inflammation to keep the pain away longer. On TPR20info.net, you can read about the many uses of TPR20, like relief from arthritis, fibromyalgia, sports injuries, back pain, sore muscles, and much, much more. Buy the gift of pain relief for yourself or a loved one, and enjoy Christmas and the New Year without pain. Visit TPR20info.net or call to order at 1-877-829-9962. Order now and get free shipping in the United States and Canada. And dealer inquiries always welcome. Again, that's TPR20info.net or order by phone at 1-877-829-9962.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The DigiNet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. DigiNet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at DigiNet.net. That's DigiNet.net. DigiNet.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your DigiNet Spy products today. Because video never lies.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, December the 31st, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We're coming to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Lots of material to discuss today, but let's go back in and close out that market report again for Thursday, December the 31st, 2009. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, but 1 hour of gold. Gold was trading up $9.90 at $1,102 an ounce. Silver was trading up 20 cents at $16.95. Now, year to year, silver is up $5.61 for a 49.56% return on your investment. Platinum moved up $10 in early trading at $1,465. It's had a low this year, a closing of $919, a high of $1,497. But right now we're looking at about a 61% spread there, 61% return on your investment. Palladium up this morning, $11. It's still open, it's still trading at $403 an ounce. But palladium started out the year around $178. It's had its high closing of $392. I think that was yesterday. But it's up about 45%. It's almost doubled if you look at it carefully here. So you can see that even though the lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, $1,096 for a low, $1,107.70 for a high, we're still... gold's not doing quite as well as it's of the other metals, all right? Silver, platinum, palladium. So there's always a lot of excitement about gold, but we can see that this precious metal here isn't doing quite as well as the lesser metals, if you could say that. Gold is up $228.40 year to year from 1 year ago today, and it's 26.14% return on your investment. So as you look at the precious metals, be sure and keep in mind, each morning we report all of them, the four primaries anyway, gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. There are other investments out there that you might be able to stash away a little bit of your Federal Reserve dollars in. The London Gold Fix again this morning, the boys in London set the price at $1,104, and as of airtime, it was standing right at $1,104 for a gain of $11.50 in early trading, as Bloomberg reports. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up yesterday 3 points at 10,548. Not a bad closing for the year, no doubt about it. People have made plenty of money in the stock market this year. The NASDAQ closed up 3 at 2,291. The S&P was virtually flat on early trades at 1,126. The crude oil this morning up 3 cents in early trading. Crude's at $79.31 a barrel. Earlier in the year, they were forecasting that we'd end the year at $80 a barrel. You can see we're just changed below that right now. So those predictions were pretty accurate. The U.S. dollar index. Now, Robert Chapman predicted that on the 1st of October that the USDX would go to 71.18 and that it would probably plummet from there. Well, not quite so, Bob, but today, losing 38 basis points in early trading, it's running at 77.54. So the stronger or the higher that number goes, of course, then the lower everything else goes. It has a kind of a negative impact on things. But the dollar, the U.S. dollar and gold sort of decoupled this year. And so we're not seeing gold following the USDX nearly as much as some would have you believe. There's a whole lot of buying and the selling and a lot of shaking going on in the gold market. And so they're acting independent one another. The USDX then rolls over into the foreign exchange rates. The Canadian dollar this morning up 56 basis points, closing out for our year here. Of course, these are all open figures. They're running today, but it's running 95 cents U.S. 95 cents U.S. If you wanted to exchange $1 of American money, the Federal Reserve notes, your funny money, for Canadian, you'd get 95 cents. Mexican peso, you'd buy them for 8 cents apiece. The exchange rate there is 13.0846. The euro, up 32 basis points, trades $1.44. You want to buy euros this morning, you'd have to pay $1.44 for each of them. So if you're going to celebrate your New Year's Eve celebration in Paris, and you're on the plane, you pick them up for $1.44 apiece for those euros. The British pound this morning, $1.62. It moves up 77 basis points, and the Swiss franc up 61 basis points, trades at 97 cents U.S. In the bond market this morning, watching these bonds, they're going up, okay? The yield on the two-year bond is at 1.14%. And that's a strong move upwards in the last 60 days. The 10-year bond is at 3.84, and the 30-year bond is running at 4.66. Now, as those interest rates go up, the interest in purchasing U.S. debt or treasuries is going to go up with it. The mortgage market this morning ended the year on a definite uptick. 1 month ago, the 15-year mortgage, your mortgage rate would have been 4.44%. plus your origination fees and all that closing costs, but you would pay 4.44% a month ago. Right now, 4.65. We're going to see 5% there soon? Possibly. The 30-year mortgage does have over the 5% now. It was 1 month ago, your 30-year mortgage would have been 4.93%. This morning, it's running at 5.31%. So the cost of a mortgage, your monthly payments on buying property, is going to continue to go up in the face of a glut of properties. Wait until all the commercial properties start to come on the market. Wait until they start having to dump all of the houses that have been foreclosed that are just being held by banks on the markets. Well, I don't understand the logic in that. They should still be trying to keep that mortgage rate low, but it's not. It's going the other way. So with all that behind us, we're going to go into a continued study of law this morning, the idea of the history of law, the early codes, the role of law. we're moving from the antiquity to modern times, laying down a foundation, an understanding of what is law and why would it be important for us to even understand it. Certainly the earliest known systems of secular law are contained in the legislation, and this was back about 2350 B.C., so we're looking about 4,060 years ago, the Code of Hammurabi. Hammurabi, the king of Babylonia, who was a contemporary, they say, of Abraham, if Abraham was actually a figure, and of Chedorlaomer, or Laomar, something like that. It's like cheddar cheese with a Laomer on the end of it. He was the Edomite. But anyway, he was supposedly contemporary with these guys. So this legislation, this Code of Hammurabi, took the form of a code of 282 paragraphs, regularly arranged under heads and subheads. Can you imagine? You know, when we think about law being something they just, got out of the Cracker Jacks box last week. No, not at all. Been with the man for a long, long, long time. So I like to say that no matter how deep or how wide this depression recession continues through 2010 and into 2011 or however long, on the other side, there's going to be government. I mean, you could just about take that one to the bank. So it's going to be up to us to either be part of that government or not. And before we go into a continuation here on this codes, early codes, let's just put it this way. Here in Missouri, well, we'll have to come back to Missouri right after this break. We're going to go away and talk to our sponsor. We'll be back.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. They can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass. Pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled seapanel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
Pulling back the curtain to expose the matrix. Axiom Radio with Rob Chowda. Weeknights at 7 to 9 Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And we've returned once again. I think I'll start into a little booklet book here. It's a hardbound book, originally published by the Destiny Publishers. It's written by a J.O. Kinnaman. He's got more alphabet soup behind his name than anybody would ever want to, but he was a member of the Palestine Exploration Fund of Great Britain, the Victoria Institute of Great Britain, the vice president of the Society for the Study of the Apocrypha of Great Britain, a life member of the Society of International Archaeologists, formerly the editor-in-chief of the American Antiquarian and Oriental Journal, and archaeological editor of the Bible Digest, I guess. He's been around. Diggers for Facts is the name of the book. And it says, The Bible in the Light of Archaeology. That's the title of it. And this, printed to copyright in 1940 again, by the Destiny Publishers. And out of chapter 4, it goes along this wise. It's the early writings and biblical origins. Now, this writer is an archaeologist, and he's looking at all of the Asia, the Near and the Middle East, from the standpoint of Bible history, trying to, you know, he's there, he's been there, worked there, dug there, and he's trying to put together pieces and answer questions from the standpoint, and the name of the book, again, is Diggers for Facts. He's digging for facts, just like we do every day when we go up into the regurgitorium of internet news and things like that. So he's in here. This is chapter 4, Early Writings and Biblical Origins. He starts this way. The writer can remember when it was taught in classrooms and from pulpits that the art of writing did not appear until late in the history of the white race. I wrote my first thesis, he continues, for graduation from college upon this very subject and mobilized my argument around Homer's Iliad. In this learned paper, he says, I followed Wolff, the German scholar who maintained that Homer was handed down by word of mouth from the 9th century B.C., each young bard committing to memory the passages reciting to him by an older bard. This idea is this would be the oral tradition. The major part of the higher criticism, so-called, was based upon the theory that the traditions and folklore of the Old Testament were delivered orally from generation to generation. These critics taught, and some still teach, that the Old Testament was put into written form centuries after the events had transpired. The spade of the archaeologist, however, is mightier than the professed logic of the higher critic. In other words, he's about to take to task that thought. Ancient forms, one of the great historians of antiquity, Berossus, believed that writing was in general use before the deluge. He relates that the Babylonian Noah, I can't pronounce this, X-I-S-U-T-H-R-U-S, buried some of the sacred writings before the flood at Sippar. Then after the water receded, dug them up. The Arabs believe that Enoch invented the art of writing. The Jews hold that Enoch left a number of writings behind. One king of Babylon, whose records were found in the library of Assurbanipal, says that he enjoyed reading the writings produced prior to the flood. Assurbanipal refers to inscriptions of the era preceding Noah. For years, the above statements were treated as mythical, not to be accepted as truth, but archaeologists have now found inscriptions that were positively made long before the flood. I have to ask you, what was the first thing that the Americans did when they decided to attack Iraq? But head right straight for the museums and the banks. They went into the museums and they yanked out just about everything of value, and who knows whose private collection they went into. Vatican catacombs, the basement of Oxford Christ Church, or maybe the Smithsonian, or maybe they just went into the possession of Roman Abramovich and other very wealthy people. Hard to say. Nevertheless, continuing, for years, the above statements were treated as mythical, not to be accepted as truth, but archaeologists have now found inscriptions that were positively made long before the flood. Next in the line of development are seals. No, not harbor seals. Seals. This form of writing always stands for the name of some person, thus identifying ownership, and was used as a signature on contracts, letters, and receipts. Each such person had his own seal, and no two were alike. If two are found to be identical, then one is a counterfeit. Most of the seals were carved on small pieces of stone. The workmanship was delicate and invariably perfect. Seals of this sort were found at Farah and are known to be pre-flood in age. Other seals, located in later stratum, but evidently created prior to the deluge, have also been rescued by archaeologists. These were, from all indications, produced in the same period as inscription writings, although excavated under different circumstances. He then continues on this wise. This is about cuneiform writing, and this is where we come into the Hammurabi Code. We are wondering if divine judgment gave at least an inkling as to the origin of writing when a mark or a sign was placed on Cain for the murder of his brother. This obviously was not the first form of writing. You might think of it as a tattoo, a tat on his forehead, if you will. This obviously was not the first form of writing, because Cain was afraid that all men would be able to read that mark or sign. If men could read the mark, then they must have been familiar with some sort of writing. You know, Adam raised up Cain. Pictograph writing is the form found in the lowest levels of the pre-flood cities of Babylonia. Pictographic, or pictures on clay tablets, is the oldest form of writing in the Near East. We also have the same system on the rocks in certain canyons of America. Do these pictographs in this part of the world antedate the deluge? We're starting to tie continents together by tracing and tracking out the origins of writing. We speak about the inspiration, quote-unquote, inspiration of the Bible. This fact is rejected by higher critics as a dream of the extra devout, but let us examine the matter from an angle seldom considered. God, here he writes, was desirous that his word should reach the consciousness of man and be preserved in some definite form. It is said that he created man perfect. If that is true, then in the beginning the race must have been conversant with arts and sciences, since these are inevitable expressions of the qualities inherent in the soul of man. Writing is an art, the greatest enjoyed by man. The number of people to employ this art at the dawn of history must have certainly been few, being confined to certain ones who were to act as scribes. Through them, there was written what God wished recorded. Whatever God that was. The pictograph system developed into the ideograph, and the mark or the sign came to designate parts of words, syllables, whole words, and even phrases. This kind of writing, which was in use during earliest history in Mesopotamia, is known as cuneiform or wedge-shaped writing. In this form of writing, there are over 500 different marks and about 30,000 different combinations. You can imagine trying to remember that language, huh? Writing that, doing your alphabet, 500 different markings. Right. The literature, legal papers, and religious teachings of those times were made upon clay tablets, while the material was plastic and then baked and put either into libraries or the quote-unquote town hall. This form, in use throughout the civilized world, even in Egypt, was the diplomatic language of the nations. All correspondence between kingdoms was in cuneiform. And we'll come back to that in a moment. But again, here in Missouri, the August 3rd primary, this August, 2010, the August 3rd primary is where the county party committee men and committee women for both the Republican, the Democratic, and in some places the Libertarian parties as well, are elected. Okay? August 3rd. And the deadline for filing is March the 30th. So you've got a couple of months to think about it. Find out whether or not you're going to become vocal local right where you are.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so we've returned once again, and I'm referring to a book that's titled Diggers for Facts. Whether this book is absolutely genuine or whether it could be contested is open to discussion, certainly that. But this author, J.O. Kinnaman, the ABAMPHDDDDMVI, and so on and so forth, certainly has a list of credibility, you know, a list of all of these initials after his name, all of the various education that he's received. And he's contemporary with William Flanders Petrie, one of the greatest Egyptologists perhaps to have ever lived, certainly at his time. And this, again, published back in the 1940. So it's interesting for me to read when you read something like this. Understanding what we have seen go down in all of the places in the near and the Middle East. But again, we're looking at this idea of law and thinking that things have just, you know, come out of the Cracker Jacks box recently. That's just not the case. Centuries of progress, he continues here. We find, however, that long before 1500 BC, the cumbersome cuneiform was being superseded by alphabetic characters. In this form, 26 or more drawings called letters took the place or parts of words and syllables, and by an almost infinite number of combinations were made to express varieties of thoughts conceived in the human mind. You can compare that with the English language today. In 1905, Sir Flinders Petrie discovered in a temple at Serabit at Sinai near the turquoise mines two inscriptions, one in Egyptian hieroglyphics, the other in alphabetic language, the oldest or earliest alphabetic specimens known. This inscription was in the country where Moses spent more than 40 years of his life. And this author is convinced that both Abraham and Moses are historical individuals, and where he at one time was governor of Sinai and superintendent of these same mines. But the markings were made there at least 400 years before the time of Moses, in other words, around 1800 B.C. According to the finds at Garstang at Gezer in Palestine in 1929, it appears that this form was used in what is now Palestine as early as 2000 B.C. Thus, it would seem that there were contemporaneous systems of writing, the cuneiform with its center in Mesopotamia, an alphabetic form with its center in western Palestine and the peninsula of Sinai, and the Egyptian hieroglyphics. It's difficult to determine, he writes, which is older, the cuneiform or the hieroglyphics. Scholars are far from agreed on the subject. Personally, it seems to him that the major portion of the evidence is in favor of the hieroglyphics, but that is a personal opinion, the intricacies of which space here prohibits discussing. And he continues, excavations at Rosh Shamra, north of Sidon, near Antioch, disclosed a temple library and school for scribes. More properly, a college and a theological seminary had existed. The library housed almost numberless books written upon clay tablets. These books were dictionaries, treatises on history and religion, and in fact every sort of work to be found in the libraries of today. They were written in eight languages, consisting of Old Sumerian, Hebrew, Babylonian, Hittite, Egyptian, and a number of languages not now known. One of the languages not identified used an alphabet of 27 letters in the script of Sinai. The whole library dates from about 3000 to 2500 B.C., about 100 years before Abraham was born, or 2170 B.C. The first outline of world's history was written by Nur-Ninsubur. This work was found at Larsa during 1922 by the Weld-Blundell expedition, produced at the close of the Issian or Issine dynasty. It lists kings from the beginning of the race to his time. The writer divided history into three major periods: the pre-flood, the flood overcame the land, the first dynasty of Ur, and later dynasties to that of Issin. So H.G. Wells was not the first to write an outline, he says. H.G. Wells, we all know who he is, 1984, written in 1948. And then it continues. But it definitely presents a very, very compelling overview. Let's continue here. I want to continue this, close this out. Elementary schools were common in Abraham's days. Illiteracy was unknown in the time and the reign of Hammurabi, the emperor who ruled Babylonia before Abraham left Ur and for many years thereafter. Even the school exercise books, quote-unquote exercise books, of the boys have been found, 150 in a single place. These consist of texts in mathematics, history, mythology, medicine, grammars, with the full conjugation of verbs in two languages in parallel columns, Sumerian and Hebrew. This is not supposition. These are books that have been found and translated. The Sumerian was a dead language, Sumer in Egypt. The Sumerian was a quote-unquote dead language, as Latin and classical Greek are today. Hence, they have the two columns, Sumerian and Hebrew. It would be like having a Hebrew or like having a Latin-English text today. The schoolboy had to mull over the classics in his day. There were verbal stems to be learned, for on the tablets of this group are five different classes of such stems, and the explanations of them are given in footnotes. That's rather modern. The schoolrooms have been unearthed, and the one near the restored home of Abraham was probably attended by him. You don't get that out on the evening news, now do you? I repeat that there was no such thing as illiteracy in the day of which we are speaking. This man is an archaeologist. He's been there. He's seen the stuff. Every man, woman, and child over 7 years of age could read and write. It is reasonable to suppose that Abraham, by the time he was 18 years of age, knew more history than the average college student does today. It was also a fad to keep family trees. That would be at vain genealogies, right? There is no doubt that Abraham had in written form the traditions and the records from Shem, Ham, and Japheth, concerning creation, the fall of man, the flood, and God's promises as to the future, for he seems in no wise disconcerted when God instructs him to go unto a land that I will show thee. He lived in the most cosmopolitan city on earth, the most cultured of society, a city of libraries and archives, containing the records of kings and dynasties, of science, literature, and art. On the art side of culture, his times were superior to our own. Abraham himself had a library which he carried into Palestine and Egypt. It was written in the cuneiform. How do we know this? We know it from the fact the part he took to Egypt was left behind and discovered by archaeologists. And it continues. So it gives us an idea that some people have this information from personal knowledge as opposed to just handed down, and that there is much that can be discovered in the archaeological record that we have little or no information of. And it depends on at what level of education. It depends on what your status is, perhaps, in this world, as to what you will be allowed to know. There is always this need to know that lays out there. And so when we go back into these various old books and writings that are in my library, I share them with you in confidence that it will help to enrich your understanding of some of these things that are now really hard to find in books. Maybe it's on the Internet. I haven't gone out and studied everything that's on the Internet. God knows it's not possible. But it's certainly possible to read an entire set of encyclopedias. I have seven. Continuing, early codes. The earliest known system of secular law, we're back into the Encyclopedia America, studying law right out of the encyclopedia. What a novel idea. The earliest known system of secular law is contained in the legislation circa 2350 B.C. That would be 4,360 years ago, of Hammurabi, king of Babylonia, who was a contemporary of Abraham and Chedorlaomer of Edomite. So now we can see that this author, writing this article probably in the 30s or 40s, 1930s or 1940s, felt in his mind, being a contemporary here with Mr. Kinnaman, that when he says he was that Hammurabi was a contemporary of Abraham, that he may have been speaking truth. This legislation took the form of a code of 282 paragraphs, and we can understand in our minds visually what kind of a system this would be. Maybe it would be Hebrew on one side, Sumerian on the other. Perhaps it would be in cuneiform. But a code of 282 paragraphs regularly arranged under headings and subheadings, dealing with the rights of persons, property, the family, contracts, torts, and procedure. Can you imagine that? 4,000 years ago. We'll be right back.
CC is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzy noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to teamspeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is teamspeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. teamspeak.cc.
Turn disbelief into pain relief. If you are in pain or take prescription drugs for pain, then you need to visit tpr20info.net and get TPR20, the effective topical pain relief cream without the harmful side effects of prescription drugs. TPR20 is a non-prescription cream that relieves pain fast and fights the inflammation to keep the pain away longer. On tpr20info.net, you can read about the many uses of TPR20, like relief from arthritis, fibromyalgia, sports injuries, back pain, sore muscles, and much, much more. Buy the gift of pain relief for yourself or a loved one, and enjoy Christmas and the New Year without pain. Visit tpr20info.net or call to order at 1-877-829-9962. Order now and get free shipping in the United States and Canada. And dealer inquiries always welcome. Again, that's tpr20info.net or order by phone at 1-877-829-9962.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The Diginet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. Diginet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at diginet.net. That's DIGANET.net. DIGANET.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your Diginet Spy products today. Because video never lies.
Hey y'all, pull up a chair and come on over to Kordak Country every Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time.
Elections coming up very soon for local offices, people that are, you know, would sit on the school board, maybe on your county council, maybe on your city council, your town council. We have alderman positions coming up in the next election. It'll be in April. So now's the time to get busy and do your filing for that, filing your declaration for candidacy. There are many things that we can do in 2010. And unless we're just going to sit on our haunches and expect somebody to come along and sweep all up these problems and clean them up for us, maybe we need to realize that it's going to be up to us. It's up to you, or it's going to be up to me. We'll see what I can do locally. But I would encourage you, no matter where you are listening to this broadcast, to get in contact with your local election authority. Here in Missouri, it's your county clerk, and find out what the election schedule is. Maybe get up on your state Secretary of State's website for your state and take a look at the election calendar from the election laws and build it up from there. We're either going to be the government of the future, or we're going to have to be subject to whatever is handed to us. But going back to Hammurabi again, 4,360 years ago, these 282 paragraphs arranged under various heads and subheads dealt with all manner of things. Persons, the right of persons, property, the family, contracts, torts, and procedure in a very adequate manner, the author writes. It forbade widows to remarry without first making provision under the direction of a judge for the care of her deceased husband's household and children. It penalized surgeons for injuries done by them in unsuccessful operations. How'd you like to have that today? It penalized surgeons. Is that considered what? A frivolous lawsuit? Against the guy with the stethoscope who has injured you? Injuries done by them in unsuccessful operations, and various other tradesmen for damages caused by their neglect. It demanded retribution, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. In the very words of the Levitical law made 1,000 years later, in other words, as we've covered in our study of the history of civilizations with Edward McNall Burns, we found that in these Oriental despotisms, much of what found its way into the modern-day Bible has been picked up along the way. It's not necessarily original and revealed to them alone. It was just kept by them and written by the Hebrew boys. Continuing along, it was a civil code throughout, containing no religious ordinances. There's nothing religious about this. This was a civil code. In fact, it transferred the judicial foundations from the priest to the elders. The idea of the single taxers, now you wouldn't know that today, the single taxers, but the single taxers were contemporary here with the author writing this encyclopedia article, that land held out of use should be burdened as heavily as land under cultivation was anticipated by 4,000 years. We say, those that fail to study their history and understand the history are oftentimes doomed to just simply repeat it. The assumption would be unwarranted that a code which reflects an advanced social order and rather complex economic condition was evolved out of the innermost consciousness of a lawgiver. What's he saying there? On the contrary, it is reasonable, it is a reasonable supposition that the Babylonian codifiers did little more than restate in orderly form an existing body of customs. This stuff wasn't being made up whole cloth. It had been around a while. The transition from unwritten customs to written code marks a stage in the history of almost every juristic system. As human societies developed and human relations increased in complexity, so did the rules for the government of human conduct. This is why I can say with certainty that government is going to be with us, as it has been for the past 6,000 years. It's going to be here in your lifetime and probably in the lifetime of everyone living today. Continuing, knowledge of the law became the privilege of a class, of a priesthood or a military and political aristocracy. You see the similarities with today. Knowledge of the law became the privilege of a class. Well, I'm here to tell you that you can join this privileged class simply by coming to our internet homeschool classroom here Monday through Friday and taking advantage of the information that's being provided to you and then carrying on in your own research and study. We don't have to wait for a priesthood or a military or a political aristocracy to hand these things down from above as though they were divines. We, the people, are fully aware. We needn't be anything better than the Babylonians, where none were illiterate, none above the age of 7. What do we have education today, and how many people are functionally illiterate by the time they get out of school? This deliberate dumbing down of our children and our people. Those illiterates then go on to become educators themselves, and they just make the problem worse and worse and worse. It's going to be up to us to turn it around. Various motives impelled these privileged repositories of legal knowledge to part with a monopoly so advantageous to themselves. Various motives. They didn't hold it to themselves. They started to change. Instead of having a priesthood or a military or a political aristocracy in possession of the law, they began to write it down that all people might know their law. The religious oligarchies of Asia embodied their legal learning in codes, either for their own own guidance, to relieve their memories, or to instruct their disciples. The opportunity, incidentally, afforded them to magnify and consolidate their influence was so tempting. It was too tempting to be resisted, and their monopoly of knowledge enabled them to pass off on public collections, not of rules actually observed, but of rules which the priestly order thought proper to be observed. So there started to be a general awakening to these concepts, no longer held in like with mine-forged manacles, no longer held by the priesthood. Such a collection is that known as the Laws of Manu. The claims to the highest antiquity made for this Hindu code, now we're talking about the Hindus, the Laws of Manu, you could Google it, Scroogle it, Dogpile, Webfair, or browse it up, the Laws of Manu. You could also find much if you just Google up the Hammurabi Code, H-A-M-M-U-R-A-B-I Code, Hammurabi Code, or the Laws of Manu. The claims to the highest antiquity made for this Hindu code are not well-founded. And while it is evidently of Brahmanical origin and enshrines many genuine observances, it does not embody a set of rules that were followed as a whole anywhere in India. Just, you know, setting aside some of the specious claptrap, getting down to some basics here, fundamental basic principles and an understanding of law. In the next hour, we'll talk about the role of law in an ordered society. More modern text, right out of a university law school textbook of contemporary time period, 1970, not really contemporary, 40 years old, but well worth studying. But all of this gave general sanction to the localized cruel practices like the sati, and it hardened the law of status into the abhorrent social institution of caste. And so we think about what is your status? What is your standing in law? What is your status? And we can look back to the law of Manu and this institution, a social institution of caste, to find its roots. Another reason for codification may be found in territorial expansion through conquest. This probably was the motive for the compilation of the early Babylonian codes. Hammurabi had forced his sovereignty on Assyria and would naturally desire all his subjects to obey one law. And of course, the United States, in support of Israel's conquest of the East, marches into Iraq, and the first thing we do after we knock down the banking houses and pillage the libraries and the museums is then we turn around and we start building our own temple over there, if you will, the largest embassy in the world, and we set up our own little despot democracy, and we're going to start teaching, just like Hammurabi, we'll start teaching them what the law shall be. This, of course, is legal positivism. Whatever the prince says has the force of law. You come in swinging the sword, you leave your law behind. Folks, we'll be back in just 2 minutes. Stay with us. Much more to come in hour number two.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. They can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass. Pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled seapanel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, December the 31st, New Year's Day. New Year's Eve Day, Erev Eve, or whatever they call it, the eve of the new year, the last day in 2009. And the last day in this first decade. But welcome back to our Thursday, December the 31st, 2009, two-hour live broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We're coming to you live Monday through Friday, and that's not going to be changed tomorrow either, I can guarantee you. I'm here every day that the computer will let me on. There's too much information to share. We're fresh out of time. We've dilly-dallied around ever since 2001. Well, we've been dilly-dallying around all my life, basically. And we're up against, like they say, the proverbial rock and the hard place. We get Johnny on the spot now or we're losing the whole enchilada. We'll lose the biscuits, we'll lose the gravy, we'll lose the plate, the spoon, the table it sits on, the cabin floor that it sits upon, the land that the cabin sits upon, your county, and the whole shooting match. It's time for us to press forward with all diligence. Again, my name is William Roberts. In the first hour, we started in on and continuing our study of law, the history of law, early codes, and we'll continue that in a moment. Give you a little bit of a poem, just something to think about. To every man there openeth a way and ways and a way, and the high soul climbs the highway, and the low soul gropes the lay. And in the between, on the misty flats, the rest drift to and fro. And to every man there openeth a highway and a low, and every man decideth the way his soul shall go. Let us decide in 2010 that we're going to take the highway and depart from the low way, which we have been led upon by not only our pastors and our teachers, but our local officials and agencies, and by our states and county governments, and by our federal government, all in this international community, as we have been plunged more and more into this amoral and humanistic socialism that is destroying our country. Let's go back now and pick up a little bit more from the early codes in law. Again, this law of Manu. It gave general sanction to localized cruel practices. Localized. Localism. Becoming vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are in our towns, in our cities, in our counties, in our states. This law of Manu gave general sanction to localized cruel practices like the sati. And it hardened the law of status into the abhorrent social institution of caste. Are we ready to cast off these cruel penalties and cruel practices? Are we ready to throw off this social institution of caste, the specious idea of the quote-unquote elite? Sure, I think we're ready. This probably was the motive for the compilation of the early Babylonian Code. Again, Hammurabi had forced his sovereignty on Assyria and would naturally desire all his subjects to obey one law. Is that not what we see happening to us in America today? Eastern European Jewry and others coming to this country, bringing these socialist poisons with them, forcing them on us, desiring us all to obey one law, their law, and none others. The writing down of the laws of Minos, additional fragments of which have recently been found in the Gortynia inscriptions, was probably similarly influenced. The Minoan sovereignty, having been extended over practically all of the cities-states of Crete, Lycurgus of Sparta took from these laws the institution of Syzystia, which we'll find out about on the other side of this commercial intermission.
Heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And returning once again on our Thursday, December the 31st, 2009, New Year's Eve, two-hour broadcast to Become Vocal Local. Going into our discussion of law a little bit further here, remember yesterday we talked about the schools of legal thought, and we found that there were five. There probably are more than that, but these are the five that this author from the textbook, The Principles of Business Law, laid out for us. The historical, number one, the historical, that's what we're looking at right now. The analytical, the natural, the sociological, and the realist. Five different basic ideas or schools of thought when it comes to law. Of course, as we proceed, we're going to find that there are schools of thought being developed in these pages of history, antiquity. Back into this time period, again, we're looking at Crete, the city-states of Crete. Take out your map, you know where Crete is? All around the Mediterranean Sea, the Aegeans, We've gone over that all before. If you're new to the audience here this morning, and if you're new to this broadcast, be sure and access the show archives. They are posted for your convenience and your use. This is a little headier material than some people deal with before 10 in the morning, but it's available for you in the archives. You can come back and listen at any time. Put it in your iPod, burn it to disk, put it in the car, and anytime your hands are busy, your mind is free, you can refresh your memory. One of the great difficulties that we're dealing with here in a monomedia like this is that about 90% of what you hear today you'll have forgotten by tomorrow. Here today, gone tomorrow, they say. The more different senses that you can bring in, invoke, when you're in the process of learning, the more you can retain. One of the ways that you can improve your retention of this material is through spaced repetition, listening to it over and again, over again, and over again. Every time you listen to it, more of the information you'll retain in your mind, and the more of this material that you retain in your mind, the more readily it'll jump to mind at the moment that you need it the very most. And so I encourage you to go back, take a look at all of those archives this past year, ever since I came on Oracle Broadcasting Network. Remember as well that I was formerly a host on Revolution Broadcasting, and there's a considerable number of archives there. Every broadcast different. No two alike. Sometimes we cover similar materials, but I try and state it in different ways so that you can perceive it and remember it and use it. Becoming vocal local requires a literate and knowledgeable people to oppose the garbage that's being forced down our throats, not just locally in your precincts and in your towns, but in your cities, in your counties, and in your states. We're going to need to be that replacement set that we've been waiting for, and we can. It's not that difficult. We just need to move forward. It's a simple mathematic process. Anyway, back to Lycurgus and Sparta. Lycurgus of Sparta took from these laws, in other words, the Minoan laws, Minoan sovereignty having been extended practically all the city-states of Crete. City-states, like that. City-states, like New York, for instance, or Boston, Washington, D.C. Lycurgus of Sparta took from these laws the institution of the Syssitia, which was public tables at which all citizens dined in common, and also their general policy, which was to train and control not only the young, but mature citizens as well in all the habits and relations of life from cradle to the grave. You see, from the cradle to the grave. William Beveridge brought that into modern terminology in England about 100 years ago, but certainly all the way back to Lycurgus of Sparta. If you have never read Thucydides, the Peloponnesian Wars, of which he was the historian, it's a good read. Give you a little bit of an idea. We sometimes get caught up in this myopic, ignorant, arrogant, and narrow-minded perception of the world based upon our hometown America. But there's a great wide world out there. And the internationalists are making great use of that, our lack of understanding of the bigger picture. The laws of Sparta, this policy, he says, comported with the purpose of Lycurgus to create an invincible military machine. So the idea of inculcating from birth, from cradle to grave, all of the habits and relations of life are part of this drive, this Spartan drive, to create an invincible military machine. Hasn't that happened in the United States over the last 100 years? A warrior who returned from battle, I should say the laws of Sparta, cultivated the soldierly virtues at the cost of nearly everything else. And we go to our public schools, the public school system, and you got the Wildcats versus the Broncos. You got the boys' basketball team against the girls' basketball team, the girls playing ball. Everybody in America has fallen in love with its balls. Basketballs and tennis balls and golf balls and medicine balls and soccer balls and volleyballs. And what's all that about? Right back to this time period. The laws of Sparta cultivated the soldierly virtues at the cost of nearly everything else. A warrior who returned from the battle without his shield suffered disgrace. Ineffaceable, that's the way to say that word, hyphenated as it is here. Ineffaceable, in other words, you can't get rid of it. You lost, you come back from battle and you didn't bring your shield. Suffered disgrace. Ineffaceable during his life and scarcely effaced by subsequent death in the performance of a distinguished heroic action. Even if he died the hero's death, everyone would still remember, yeah, but he came back without his shield, right? A Spartan boy, on the other hand, was encouraged to practice dissimulation. What is dissimulation? Stealing. A Spartan boy, on the other hand, was encouraged to practice stealing and to appropriate whatever he desired and was disgraced for lying and stealing only when he was caught at it. Isn't that the way we run our country today? Everyone is encouraged to be a thief and a liar and a cheat. And they're only slapped when they're caught at it. Otherwise, they're raised up to the level of heroes, eh? Aristotle damns the Minoan law with faint praise. And if its moral level was no higher than that of the Spartan institutions, the high respect accorded to the former by the ancient Greeks seems hardly deserved. But the 180 or more codes of the Greek cities and their colonies in Asia, Africa, Italy, and Sicily were not, generally speaking, inspired by the desire to confirm and perpetuate the power of a ruling class. On the contrary, they were usually the outcome of successful assaults by the plebeian or popular elements of the community on the aristocratic repositories of legal lore and on the latter's monopoly of knowledge. Assaults by the plebes on the aristocracy. The aristocracy here again at this time. They had their repositories of legal lore and the latter's monopoly of knowledge. The plebes not being allowed to understand the law or knowledge. Well, change that with the internet, haven't we? We'll be right back.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Turn disbelief into pain relief. If you are in pain or take prescription drugs for pain, then you need to visit TPR20info.net and get TPR20, the effective topical pain relief cream without the harmful side effects of prescription drugs. TPR20 is a non-prescription cream that relieves pain fast and fights the inflammation to keep the pain away longer. On TPR20info.net, you can read about the many uses of TPR20, like relief from arthritis, fibromyalgia, sports injuries, back pain, sore muscles, and much, much more. Buy the gift of pain relief for yourself or a loved one, and enjoy Christmas and the New Year without pain. Visit TPR20info.net or call to order at 1-877-829-9962. Order now and get free shipping in the United States and Canada. And dealer inquiries always welcome. Again, that's TPR20info.net or order by phone at 1-877-829-9962. Two's Company, Three's Allowed, with your host, Sean.
Sean, a.k.a. Surplus.
Sunday, 11 p.m. Central.
On the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So then we can see and understand that from Hammurabi back in about 2350 B.C., the king of Babylonia, where they set up the Babylonian code there, the Hammurabi code of 282 paragraphs, as we said, regularly arranged under heads and subheads. Now, in Greece, we find the Greeks, the ancient Greeks, the 180 or more codes of the Greek cities and their colonies in Asia, Africa, Italy, and Sicily were not, generally speaking, inspired by the desire to confirm and perpetuate the power of a ruling class. Again, on the contrary, they were usually the outcome of successful assaults by the plebeian or popular elements of the community on the aristocratic repositories of legal lore and on the latter's monopoly of knowledge. All right, fine print here. Tired eyes. I read thousands of pages a year. The rules of conduct were graven on stone or written on scrolls so they might be known to all whom they concerned and who were expected to observe them. See how old this idea is? Ignorance of law is no excuse. Maxims, legal maxims and law that have antiquity, origins in great antiquity, the communities in which they were promulgated were fairly advanced in their institutional development and familiar with rules of conduct imposed by public authority and enforced by public magistracy. Magistracy. This ideal was fully revealed and realized by the promulgation of a written law. And we looked at that before. Remember on the day before yesterday when we went through the Noah Webster's 1828 definition and it listed all of these subheads. I think there were 26 different ways of meanings and senses of the word law. Again, go back and check the archives out. Tomorrow we'll get into the civil law, the Roman law of the 12 tables and more. But this, from the 1600s, again, a Liberty Fund book, The Natural Law and Enlightenment Classics, a series of books that I've acquired one by one by one as they're produced. This called the title, The Free Sea, Mare Liberum, The Free Sea, written by Hugo Grotius, 1600s. Chapter 6, he says this, the sea or right of navigation is not proper to the Portuguese, by a title of the Pope's gift. We've talked about the Vatican in the past. Certainly in the 1600s, this is just in the post-Borgia Pope period. Still nothing but corruption in the papacy. The donation of Pope Alexander, Hugo Grotius writes, which may be alleged in the second place by the Portugals, challenging the sea or right of sailing only to themselves, seeing the title of invention faileth, is sufficiently convinced of vanity by that which hath been spoken before. I'm just opening up here. We started talking about some diggers of facts, all the way back to what may be Abraham. We've talked about the 613 laws that can be found in the Bible. Reading from an encyclopedia, now jumping over here, picking up an author in 1600s. The writing style is just a little bit different, very scholarly and careful translation from the original tongue. But just listen to the way this guy writes in the 1600s. I mean, you look at the chat rooms and the blogs and the posts. What have we lost in this translation here? What have we lost as a result of this free and gratuitous public education system? Again, for donation hath no force in things which are without the compass of merchandise. Wherefore, seeing the sea or the right of sailing in it can be proper to no man. Now, we've been hearing about the laws of sea, the law of the sea treaties coming forth from the United Nations. But here at this time, talking about the sea or the right of navigation is not proper to the Portugals by the title of the Pope's gift. Whether the Pope raises his little staff, standing there in his fish hat, and goes abracadabra, and says that all of the seas belong to Spain, or all of the seas belong to Portugal. You can look up the line of demarcation, for instance, where the Pope actually did such a thing. But here Hugo Grotius is challenging this. For donation hath no force in things which are without the compass of merchandise. Wherefore, seeing the sea or the right of sailing in it can be proper to no man, proper, key word, phrase there, root. It follows that it could neither be given by the Pope nor received by the Portugals. We would say the Portuguese today. Further, Seeing it is before declared by the opinion of all men of sound judgment that the Pope is not a temporal lord of the whole world, it is sufficiently understood that he is not lord of the sea. Although that be granted, yet the right annexed to the papacy should in no part be transferred to any king or people. As the emperor could not convert or alien at his pleasure the provinces of the empire to his own uses. Key phrase here. I'm sharing it for this reason. As the emperor could not convert or alien at his pleasure the provinces of the empire to his own uses. And we go back and look at the Declaration of Independence. And we think about this idea of unalienable rights. Rights not given by an emperor, not given by a pope, but hear this use of the term alien, unalienable or unalienable rights. They cannot be aliened. They cannot be taken away from you. They cannot be converted. We had the authors on and we discussed the book. They own it all, including you and one of the two great heads there in understanding what happened with the Federal Reserve is that there's fraudulent conversion and fraudulent concealment. But here, our author writes in the 1600s, at 1609, that the emperor could not convert, conversion, the root in law, at his pleasure, the provinces of the empire to his own uses. So it is established, settled fact in the historical approach to law, the historical theory of law, that neither the Federal Reserve nor the Federal Union, the compact with the states, the federal government, neither have any authority when it comes to conversion, especially fraudulent and concealed conversion. So there's things that we can learn here. Back to our textbook again, going right to the university. We've stepped away from the dictionaries, which many households have, into the encyclopedias, which many houses also have, to the authors. And now we go to the textbooks. And this is what's being taught at the universities if you were going to embark upon obtaining your Juris Doctorate. And we'll pick up the role of law in an ordered society on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
Happy holidays from all of us here at Oracle Broadcasting.
Sometimes authorities don't tell the truth. Many businesses, traffic intersections, and patrol cars are now equipped with cameras. Big Brother is watching, but now you can watch Big Brother back without Big Brother even knowing it. Introducing DigiSpy sunglasses. These high-resolution DigiSpy sunglasses come with either 4GB or 8GB of flash memory, allowing you to record digital footage while doing everyday activities. DigiSpy sunglasses contain a small, high-quality hidden camera that can record up to 4 hours of real-time video and audio. The DigiNet Spy sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful search and seizures, town hall meetings, anywhere you need indisputable proof. DigiNet also offers the same audio-video technology in the functional DigiPen. Check out the complete line of products, including mobile DVRs, and see the video quality at DigiNet.net. That's DigiNet.net. DigiNet.net. Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 for your DigiNet Spy products today. Because video never lies.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. They can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass. Pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Now, it was quite a while back now, but it was sometime, I think, in October thereabouts of 2007, where the first time I heard Mike Chambers broadcast on Republic Broadcasting Network, late at night, the Midnight Rider, as he was styled at the time, coming on, I think, at 11 o'clock and running until 1 in the morning, that he was kind of questioning whether he'd been on air. Well, he used to even be on air that evening. Wasn't getting very many callers. And so I called in to the broadcast, and I laid out a very simple program to him in about a 30-minute segment. Mike was gracious enough to give me the time to allow me to say the things that I had on my mind and my heart at the time. But it was this concept that I've been trying to encourage people to follow for some years now, this idea of becoming vocal local and to take action right where we are in our local voting precincts to begin to gain majority positions on our county committees in the Republican, the Democratic, and the Libertarian parties, although I'd suggest you not waste your time on the minor parties. We have an established two-party political system. The goal here is not to enrich those two parties. The goal here is to bring these two parties to their demise. The whole idea of dividing a house is biblical in its origins, and a nation divided is a nation surely will fall, and we are falling. And so on that evening, we laid out this very simple step-by-step program by which you could energize at the county committee man and county committee woman level in all of the 3,066 counties all across America as a true representative of the people that live in your voting precinct and gain majority positions in the established two-party political system. And so now here we are. We've been teaching on all of the various and parts and pieces. I've been on the air almost continuously now from that night, first on Republic Broadcasting Network, then on Revolution Broadcasting, and on Oracle Broadcasting, sometimes doing two broadcasts in the same day on different networks. But all of this time that I've put into all of this has been to encourage you to take action right where you are. Now here, we're coming into 2010. This is where the rubber is going to meet the road. For those of you that want to continue to chase after symptoms and to worry and concern yourself with the victims, all of the hanky-wringers and bedwetters, you do nothing and you'll get exactly the same kind of a government that you had when we started out. But for those who are activists, this is the time where we need to energize. Remember the things that we learned when we became Ron Paul 2008 meetup groups? I was a meetup group founder, the 56th of all of the ones that were founded. And we went out then and we learned where to get our signs made and where to get campaign materials and how to get T-shirts printed and what to do and where to go and how to doorbell and how to door hang and how to canvass on the telephone and all of those various and sundry political arts and crafts that are necessary for a free people to be self-governed. Well, now's the time that we need to put all of what we learned then and all of what we have learned since into action. So when you're sitting down making your New Year's resolutions, things you would resolve to do, perhaps you'd consider taking just a few minutes and think about what you could do to keep the United States of America and your state and your county free in this next decade. It's going to be up to us. There's no question about it. And so I hope I can encourage you in these broadcasts and provide you with the tools that you need, the solutions, the real solutions, workable solutions that you need so that we can end the tyranny and the despotic control that has been visited upon our people. Everyone around the world is looking at the United States. We have all the tools. We have the freedoms. We have the money, the leisure, the automobiles, the houses, the lands. We have everything that we need to break the back of the globalist. Smaller countries like Iceland are not so well prepared, and they're struggling, and they're looking over here. Australia looks north and says, will they stand up? So it's going to be up to us. Now let's go into the role of law and ordered society. In the preceding sections, again, we've talked about this yesterday, in the preceding sections, law was discussed from the standpoint of its origin. But to speak of the origin or the source of law does not tell what law is. In order to determine what it is, we shall consider, quote-unquote, the law from two points of view. First, law may be considered as the rules enacted or declared by a sovereign or its agencies to be used as a means to regulate and control man in his relation to man. And second, we may consider that the, quote-unquote, the law is not the rules, but an ordered society, the result which follows from the operation of the rules. There's two different ways of looking at it. You can think of it as a law, as the all of the regulations and rules and guidelines to create that society, or you could think of the law as the society's point of view. Thus, the law under the first point of view is that great mass of rules found in constitutions, judicial decisions, legislative enactments, city ordinances, and administrative orders, which regulate and control man. Laws are nothing more than the rules promulgated by government as a means to an ordered society. In the revelation I had some years back in 2005, there is an all-out war raging between legal positivism and the natural law. That in the rise of statism, the state has arrogated unto itself all of the natural law, returned as codified, statutory, regulated privileges, licensable, taxable, and revocable. So all the way back to Hammurabi and forward again, in this rise of statism, there has been a continuous antagonism between legal positivism, or whatever the prince says, has the force and effect of law, versus the natural law, that which was written in our hearts by the very finger of our Creator. And it continues to this day. But the state arrogates unto itself all of the natural law, and then it just puts together all of these codes and rules and regulations. And whatever the state gives with the left hand, it takes back with the right. And this is where we find ourselves today. But laws, our author's right here in this legal textbook under the title Law and Legal Theory, in the very beginning of a course on business law, which is the Laws of Commerce or Lex Mercatoria. Laws are nothing more than the rules promulgated by government as a means to an ordered state. Means to the end. Under the second point of view, the law is something more. In a broad and significant sense, quote unquote, the law is a result. We're talking about causes and effects. Here, the law is the result. It is an established way of thinking and acting, which is produced by the rules. It is an ordered society. The law is a collective conduct which ends in a result, an adjusted, ordered social condition. It is a community of peace and well-being. It is an alternative to chaos. It is the essential element of civilization. Two ways of looking at it. You can either look at the result, or you could look at the cause, I guess you could say. Cause and effect. The law, the author continues, is all-pervading. It is an atmosphere or climate. Man-made climate change. And from Nopenhagen comes an international governing body. The law, all-pervading. It is an atmosphere or climate. It overlays and it operates in all areas of society. It is always present. You see the little G God men in all of this. I hope you can. Omniscient, omnipresent. For example, it is the orderly behavior of others which contributes to the undisturbed possession of one's home and allows movement from place to place without fear of injury. So you can see, in either case, the law always begins with property. Your physical being, the chalice that carries your spirit, if you will, or your mind about, being your chief property. But also it flows then to all of the things that you have come, all of the possessions that you have. And it gives you the opportunity, you and your physical body, to move from place to place without fear of injury, contrary to what the TSA has in mind. Contrary to what your roadside visit and your gendarme packing a sidearm and a taser has in mind. If, however, there is non-compliance with the rules of law, sanctions will be imposed. Non-compliance. It's all based on voluntary compliance, folks.
you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skin care, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays from Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And so we have returned once again in our last segment, and I'll just simply say it one more time. Programming note, I will be live on air tomorrow morning. All my brain cells intact, never could really see the wisdom in starting off the new year with a hangover and a bar bill or a bar tab to pay off, but to each his own. I'll get a good night's rest, get up early in the morning, and for those of you that are up in the morning at this time tomorrow, you'll find me here live on air. Become Vocal Local. Doesn't know Merchant Man's holy days. They're designed for somebody else. Anyhow, back to this discussion. We're talking about this idea of compliance. Always compliance. Compliance is part of the program. It's all voluntary compliance. You comply with these rules and these regulations in a well-ordered society. It's expected. You could be outcast. You could be ostracized for not complying. But similarly, there's something else happening in all of this. Jump forward several chapters to chapter 8 here, and we'll look at this very little simple bit. And this is all about acceptance. Acceptance. We'll cover this in greater detail at another time. But as you have often heard, you know, silence is your consent. Well, legally, the terminology is silence as assent. Assent has to do with contracts. under the commercial code. We live under commerce mostly today. But it has to do with contracts. As a general rule, silence, as assent. As a general rule in law, the offerer cannot force the offeree to speak. The offerer cannot force the offeree to speak. You remember, you say, you know, you have the right to remain silent. The offerer offering you a privilege or a right or a duty or a benefit cannot force the offeree to speak. You have the right to remain silent. In most cases, therefore, mere silence by the offeree does not amount to acceptance. In most cases in law, contract, therefore, mere silence by the offeree does not amount to acceptance. Even though the offerer in his offer may have stated that a failure to reply would constitute an acceptance. And if you don't understand the difference between an offeror or an offeree, you could think of it as a lessor and a lessee. Who is offering up the property to lease, but the lessor, who is the leasee, the lessee is the person that's taking the property. So the offeror, the one that's offering something, cannot force the offeree, the one that's accepting it, to speak. So again, in most cases, therefore, mere silence by the offeree, the buyer, does not amount to acceptance, even though the offeror in his offer may have stated that a failure to reply would constitute an acceptance. However, a previous course of dealing between the parties or the receipt of goods by the offeree under certain circumstances could impose a duty on the offeree to speak in order to avoid a contractual relationship. Think of your dollars that you use the Federal Reserve notes. They offered you something that could pass as a currency, a legal tender. You said nothing. You took them and you used them and said nothing. Your silence then is assent to the use of this fraudulent concealment and fraudulent conversion. The restatement of laws provides that the silence on the part of the offeree can operate as an acceptance. It was your acceptance. And here's an inset. Where because of previous dealings or otherwise, the offeree has given the offerer reason to understand that the silence or inaction is intended by the offeree as a manifestation of assent, the offerer does so understand. The Federal Reserve understands you without even going into it in any detail. Now let's go ahead and got a caller on the phone here. So let's bring up for the last few moments of today's broadcast, Ed in Louisiana. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Will. Thank you for taking my call. Look, I got to ask you something. This has been bothering me for quite a number of years now. I've looked back, and I'm not as well studied as you, but I have looked back, and since the Hammurabi and all that, that things have always, there's always been somebody who is versed and understands the wording of law, has always been somebody there to look out for the little people or, you know, what have you, however you want to look at it. They've always been somebody there with a moral compass who seems to have put in a clause or an exception or somewhere that we could have some kind of protection. But in your opinion, let me ask you, in your opinion, do you see that? I mean, aside from the Ron Pauls and the Dennis Kucinich and, you know, just the few people that are out there trying to make and I've seen this lately, this guy Grayson and this guy from New York, Wiener. There's a couple of freshman senators and freshman congressmen, and they're trying to make a little effort. But in your opinion, do you think that there's anybody at the higher levels that is actually looking out for us now?
Well, that's a two-pronged question, because on the first hand, we were looking at the law. And I'll answer that one first. And yes, quite often in as and functioning as advice of counsel and in law itself, and especially in, even in more modern law, If you can look for the loopholes and the weasel clauses, they're typically there, but they're not well published. They're not well known. And so there are sometimes remedy in the law if you know how to utilize it and are really competent as a researcher. So that's the one. The other is, are there any, is there anyone out there today that would actually be looking out for the little guy and someone that we could support or someone we can trust? Well, certainly you'd have to ask yourself that answer or that question in the mirror. Are you that one? And that's why I like to encourage people to begin right at the precinct level and become that new representative that the people haven't seen in our lifetimes ever since the idea of representation got twisted around shortly before this country began. So as far as whether is there somebody out there, well, you know, Peter Schiff, for instance, comes to mind. I interviewed him on Revolution Broadcasting. He's running against Christopher Dodd for the United States Senate. Peter Schiff has no prior experience at all in politics. Peter Schiff has never really even been much of a voter, admitted it on air. He hadn't really made a habit of voting. Peter Schiff has no organized grassroots level that would actually be able to help him to win that election. So if he is so inept and unqualified to serve from that standpoint, what would then we then look for from him while in office? I have a real problem with that. And so even though he's already had money bombs and they've raised $1 million for him and the Ron Paul people and the libertarians are going crazy with him, I just think that he disqualifies himself. He hasn't the political maturity, if you will, to be able to successfully negotiate all of the pitfalls. Go ahead.
Yeah, he just don't have the clout. He and they've made the system to where it's that way, where someone who is just a normal person who has a good moral compass, they are not able. They don't want to, and I think that if we go to public funding for campaign public funding, it would knock a lot of that out. I mean, it's just gotten to the point where just nobody but the rich. It's always the lesser of two evils.
Look at how much money that look at how much money Michael Bloomberg spent to become elected as mayor of New York. You're right. The idea of the rich man being able to buy his win. These are the political opportunists. And on another broadcast, we'll get into the five different kinds of politicians that we have in America. But this is the political opportunist who they have a little bit of name association. Maybe they're a famous football player or something like that. They have a pretty large treasure chest of their own, and they bring themselves into the limelight. But again, once they get ensconced in office, they don't understand the system. They don't even know where to get their paycheck on the first day. They have no idea how the system works. And so then they're just subject to whatever their aides tell them to do. And so we haven't found a remedy. That's why we have to start from the bottom, rebuild the whole system all the way back up to the top. Ed, we're running right flat out of time. Thank you for your call. Call in earlier tomorrow. I'd love to talk to you more. And folks, I will be back in tomorrow, and we'll continue this discussion on law then. Thank you for listening, and until then, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
TeamSpeak.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc, the home of cutting-edge talk radio, online, worldwide, at OracleBroadcasting.com.